Eric Parks and his mother Ginger Smith have shared a long battle with mental illness. Parks has bipolar disorder. His first psychotic episode happened when he was 19.
I don't remember much of it, but it was just a bad situation. And I didn't feel very good, that's for sure.
And that was the beginning, the continuation of years of, you know, miserable times for Eric and difficult times for the family.
Mental illness can prevent people from thinking rationally. Unless they have professional help, people with severe mental illness cannot stick to a schedule, and they stop taking the medications that can keep them grounded. Park's mother tried but failed to have her son hospitalized. Many hospitals in the U.S. do not treat psychiatric patients. Those that do often release patients after brief stays without the support of a mental health professional to ensure a stable transition. Discharged patients sometimes lack the money to buy their medicines or to pay for follow-up psychiatric services. Parks ended up homeless, starving, and without medication.
I wasn't willing to receive treatment. I wasn't at a point where I was willing to admit that I had a mental illness or I had to take any medications or anything like that.
Improvements in the nation's mental health care system are sorely needed. According to Wayne Lindstrom, he heads Mental Health America, an advocacy group.
We have a mental health system, and we also have a physical medicine system. And those have not been integrated, typically, and they need to be desperately because so many of the problems that children and adults present with cross broad spectrums and aren't separated, you know, from the neck up or down.
Hi, Vilma. Can I have my meds?
Sure.
Parks now lives in a private home where the staff manages his medications and helps him structure his day. But such care is costly, and there are no public or private programs to help pay for it. Most families exhaust their savings. Yeah. Smith sold her home so she could afford to keep her son in this one. Parks is now well enough that he has begun looking for a job.
I'd like to eventually, you know, get back out on my own and maybe have an apartment, live independently.
Parks will need the services of a group home for several more years. Still, Smith points to her son's accomplishments and bristles at the way people with mental illness are portrayed by public officials and the media.
If we can shift the perspective to greater understanding and knowledge, and the resources to back it up, we will be taking a great step forward to some of the things that our families live with, you know, and many others we know very well.
But instead, funding for these programs has been sharply cut in recent years. Carol Pearson, VOA News.